Hey, it's Randy Woodward of the Wake Up Crew, and we know a lot of folks are feeling the pressure of rising costs right now, especially around the holidays. Groceries, gas, just about everything. But there's a little bit of good news coming from Rappahannock Electric Cooperative. REC recently announced a power cost adjustment for 26 that will slightly lower, you heard right, lower member bills. And joining us today for our monthly chat is Casey Hollins from REC to explain what all of this means. Casey, Happy New Year, Happy Holidays, and thanks for being here.
Happy New Year. Thanks so much for having me. I'm really happy that we can come on today's show and talk about electric bills. I know any conversation about electric bills and how to keep your electric bill more affordable is important to your listeners. So we appreciate the opportunity to be able to explain this topic and this decrease clearly.
Well, you know, this is like, I don't know if anybody can relate to this. When I was a kid, we would open our presents on Christmas and then maybe have another stop with more presents. But then there was always that lingering gift a couple of days later. And this is what this feels like to me. So let's start with the headline. REC announced a power cost decrease for 26, but it's important to note that it is a small one. What exactly is changing?
Yes, that's right, and I appreciate you emphasizing that. And the message that we really want to send out is that every little bit helps. So beginning in 2026, REC is adjusting its power costs in a way that's going to result in a small decrease to all of our member owners' electric bills. For the average REC household, we see about 1,187 kilowatt hours being used per month. So this decrease is a little less than a dollar per month, and I know that doesn't sound like much, and we're being very upfront about that, but when prices everywhere else are increasing, even this small move in the opposite direction is helpful and it matters.
Yeah, decreases are good. Absolutely, no matter how much they are. So not to look a gift horse in the mouth, but what's driving that decrease, especially at a time when we're hearing about rising energy demand and grid costs and all of that?
Well, that is a great question. Over the past year, Rappahannock Electric Cooperative has been very focused on strengthening the reliability of our electric grid. We've been investing in infrastructure technology, long-term planning that will help ensure power is there when our members need it. And at the same time, we closely track power supply costs. We are a distribution electric cooperative, and that means we purchase our power through our wholesale power provider, Old Dominion Electric Cooperative. And both Rappahannock Electric Cooperative and Old Dominion Electric Cooperative are not-for-profit member-owned co-ops. So when power costs come in lower than expected, we then pass those savings directly back to members, and that's what's happening here. And it's going to show up on member power bills in the power cost adjustment line on their electric bill, also known as the PCA.
All right. So just to be clear, this is not a promotional rate or something temporary. It is a true cost adjustment.
That's right. This is not a giveaway. It's not a teaser rate. This is just REC and our wholesale power provider doing what cooperatives are designed to do, manage costs responsibly and return savings back to our membership when they occur. We always want to be careful not to oversell. This less than a dollar won't change your budget overnight, but it reflects strong cost management and a commitment to deliver value over time. Now, I do want to preface that the PCA does change generally every year, once a year, in January, and sometimes it goes up. This year, we're fortunate that it's going down. There have been years where the power cost has had to adjust another point in time during the year, but that's less common.
Well, again, down is good. Now, you mentioned value. How does this fit into the bigger picture for REC members?
Well, for Rappahannock Electric Cooperative, it's about reliability, stability, and transparency. We know that everyone expects the lights to stay on during extreme weather events. They expect our power grid to be ready for growth and new technology and higher demand, and all of those investments that we're making matter. And when we invest in reliability and then still return savings, even small ones, through our effective management of wholesale power through our wholesale power provider, that's a meaningful signal that the co-op model is working.
All right. For members listening right now, what's the best way for them to make the biggest impact on their bill? I know members can get a lot of information from your website.
Yeah, the hands down, the most effective way to lower your bill is by being energy efficient, taking proactive steps to change habits, and that's really hard. But we encourage members to visit our website at myrec.coop/save. We have a lot of practical tips. Most of them are no cost. Some of them are low-cost tips where you can bring in an expert to help do it right. We provide tools and other programs there, everything that you need to manage your thermostat effectively and to understand how you're using energy in your home. And so when you combine these smart habit changes with stable power costs, that's where real savings will consistently happen over time.
Casey, any final thoughts you want to leave the listeners and members with?
Well, I know that this past year has left people in situations where financially times are tight. And while this decrease is modest, it does reflect our careful planning, our responsible cost management, and our commitment to doing right by our members. And we like to say, again, every little bit helps, and we'll continue working to deliver value in the ways that really matter to our membership.
Great perspective, indeed. And again, any decrease is a good decrease. It just feels like a little something extra under the tree. Casey, thank you very much. I always enjoy these chats, and I want to wish you all a very happy new year.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you and all your listeners.